Let me, you know what? We've already gone down the rabbit hole. Let's go down even further. Well, I want to talk about some of the legal ramifications later, but let's just talk about some of the stuff that keeps people up at night. This particular story is about a drone-killing laser cannon. No, that's not. You didn't mishear me. A drone-killing laser cannon. Oh, Boeing has developed a weapon that they say is designed for one thing: frying drones when they're flying where they shouldn't fly. Now, they're calling it the Compact Laser Weapon System. It's a portable, smaller version of their high-energy laser mobile demonstrator. They showed that off last year. It was a system that could automatically track artillery shells and rockets and then explode them with a high-powered laser. Oh, that thing was the size of a flatbed truck. You had to actually put it into a location, turn it on, and then it would automatically track and destroy incoming projectiles. This thing fits in the check-in luggage. So it's a lot smaller, and it's actually a lot more compact. You could run it off of house current. It just needs to charge up. The system mounts on a tripod. It has a camera on the unit that will automatically track a target. And this is the cool thing. It's controlled by an Xbox 360 controller. And they actually use this in their PR spiel. They said, if you lose the controller, just go to the barracks of the military base that you're on and grab one from their rec room because it will work. They're interoperable. A soldier uses it to find a target and then designates it, and then the tracker will automatically follow it. This is being touted as a way to secure certain pieces of airspace. Like, for example, the White House, which we know there have been two incidents that have been reported thus far where drones have landed on the White House lawn. This thing would be able to burn through a drone in about 2 seconds with a 2-kilowatt infrared laser. Chibert, there's part of me that's really kind of Star Wars geeking out here, and it's kind of cool to have a laser cannon. But is the solution to keep drones out of restricted airspace just to fry them the minute they pass through?
I don't know, but I could easily see this mounted in a Secret Service pickup truck following a convoy, because the Secret Service is obviously very worried about what we saw in, TV of a drone carrying a brick of Semtex, with octocopters easily able to carry upwards of 12 kilograms. That is an awful lot of high explosives and the nightmare of any security person. So I think this is all part of the learning experience. We have to protect against suicide bombers in, explosive-filled cars. This is just one more thing to worry about, one more weapon that terrorists seem to be wanting to use.
Actually, you don't even need an octocopter anymore. I just built a 250-millimeter quadcopter, which is about this big, and it can carry 5 kilograms. So go figure. Now, Boeing is saying, look, here's the selling point. It's pretty nonviolent. You don't actually have to blow up the drone. You just have to damage it enough that it falls out of the sky. There's no pellets. There's no bullets. There's no stray rounds. Curtis, what do you think? Is this a viable solution? I mean, of course, not everyone's going to buy a multi-million dollar system that they're going to carry in the back of their car and set it up whenever they're getting annoyed. But it could keep drones away from sensitive parts of the country.
Oh, I think that, if you're talking about very sensitive installations, like Brian said, the White House, others, this sort of thing makes absolute sense. And for certain very high-value targets where you absolutely want safety, then this makes perfect sense. And it's much better, I think, than any of the projectile-based systems that we've seen, because you don't have to worry about where the laser beam is going to fall to Earth. That's just not an issue. So I think this is a great solution for protecting high-value targets. And to be brutally honest, I think that that the hobbyist drones, the very small ones, are only part of the problem. There are lots of larger drone platforms out there. We haven't seen them over the continental U.S. yet, but they're out there. And they can be fairly easily moved around in shipping containers. And so I think that people are thinking about drones of all kinds of sizes and shapes and configurations. This is a technology that has been introduced. There's no you know, stuffing the genie back in the bottle. And so we're going to see, I think, more and more options for law enforcement and for military to keep airspace safe.